Welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Friday morning, July 11th, 2025, and we have a lineup of environmental and energy headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
State Roundup. Schools assess impact of $125 million federal freeze. 59% of Maryland taxpayers to get a slight tax cut. Advocates gathered in a webinar to assess the impact of a potential $125 million federal aid freeze for Maryland schools, part of a larger $6.8 billion education funding freeze by the Trump administration. About 59% of Maryland taxpayers will see a slight reduction in state income taxes, despite a budget package raising $1.6 billion in new taxes and fees. Maryland's Green Energy Initiative faces delays, with concerns raised about offshore wind generation. Baltimore joins 33 jurisdictions in suing Trump over targeted funding cuts. State Transportation Secretary Wiedefeld will leave his post, triggering a search for a replacement. Governor Wes Moore heads to billionaire summer camp in Idaho. Montgomery County considers requiring union peace pacts for county-funded hotels. Mayor Scott outlines overdose prevention plan for Baltimore. Contractor Whiting Turner found to violate state regulations in city dock spill.
Global ocean analysis could replace costly in-situ sound speed profiles in seafloor positioning, study finds. A study reveals that global ocean analysis products can replace expensive in-situ sound speed measurements for precise seafloor positioning, achieving centimeter-level accuracy. This innovation could reduce costs and logistical challenges in marine geodetic surveys, particularly for unmanned vehicles. Using sound speed profiles from the HICOM Global Ocean Analysis, researchers found horizontal accuracy of 0.2 centimeters RMS and vertical accuracy of 2.9 centimeters RMS, matching traditional methods while cutting operational costs. The method's reliability over 8 years and compatibility with unmanned vehicles make it a practical alternative for seafloor geodesy. Dr. Yanxiang Liu noted that this advancement not only reduces costs, but also expands access to seafloor geodetic technology for broader scientific and industrial applications, benefiting earthquake-prone regions, offshore industries, seismology, and deep-sea exploration. Tiny Engineers: How Termites and Ants Built the Fertile Soils of the Tropics. New research reveals that termites and ants, not geological processes, are the master builders behind the fertile soils in the tropics. These insects have spent millennia constructing the microgranular structure that makes feral soils porous and ideal for crops. However, as farmland expands, this delicate balance is under threat. Protecting these tiny engineers may be crucial for feeding growing populations across South America, Africa, and Asia. The study, published in Pedosphere, presents compelling evidence that social insects are the hidden architects behind one of nature's most productive soils. By analyzing feral soils across continents, researchers discovered that termites and ants have been methodically engineering these soils for tens of thousands of years. Modern agriculture is disrupting this balance at alarming speeds, highlighting the urgent need to develop farming systems that work with these natural builders.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires, Worthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.